It's a different world. Do you remember that theme song? God, I feel old right now.
Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 20. It's a different world. Happy Valentine's Day, techie community. I hope you have special plans to enjoy the day with a loved one or just plain loving yourself. I personally don't really celebrate the holiday anymore. Instead, we as a family just try to share how much we care about one another all year long. I remember back in the day when we used to be forced to celebrate this holiday with, like, the class list of kids to create the cards for. Do you remember that? Like, kids swapping candy-filled treats and creating decorations with red construction paper. My daughter's grown past that, and luckily that's not really something that we do anymore. It's different now. In fact, it's a different world altogether than the one we, our parents, or even our grandparents grew up in. I loved watching shows like Star Trek with my father when I was growing up. I always wondered what it would be like to get beamed up or to talk to a family member from a device carried in the palm of my hand wherever I went. It didn't take long for one of those to become a reality, and I'm sure the beam is on its way. As we should all know by now, someone's mind thought it up, and eventually it'll be here. In fact, I think that's, like, the most exciting part of this journey for me. The realization that anything that you, or I, or anyone else for that matter, can think of and believe to be true can eventually become reality with a little bit of motivation, innovation, elbow grease, and willpower mixed in. Literally, anything. Speaking of accomplishing anything, I figured I would give you guys a quick update on my public speaking journey. So that's it. I've updated you on my progress. What, did you miss it? No. No, you didn't miss anything. I just didn't make any progress. Yeah, I know it's sad to admit, but I have yet to get to a Toastmasters meeting. If you're not familiar with Toastmasters, I've included a link in this blog so that you can just go ahead and click and you will learn all about what Toastmasters is. Just go to technology-equality.com/different-world is the title of this blog if you want to learn more about what Toastmasters is. But all in all, I haven't gotten to the next meeting. Now, in my defense, my calendar was a little bit off. I had not yet corrected the alternating weeks upon the new year, and I was reminded to attend Toastmasters on the first Monday of February versus the second Monday of February, and I arrived at an empty, quiet, and rather dark classroom. Like, I knew immediately what had occurred, and I returned home, shameful, disheartened, determined, nevertheless, to attend the following week. Little did I know, a friend of mine was going to invite me literally the following day, that Tuesday, to an alternate Toastmasters meeting. Now, Toastmasters, again, is an international community, so they have multiple different smaller meetings and groups that are run by different people. So there was an alternate meeting that a friend had invited me to, and it was way downtown. Now, I was a little unsure if the location was going to be convenient at all, but I was determined to get there. I was absolutely determined to get there to make some sort of progress so that I could, you know, give you guys a really solid update and so forth and so on. And so I drove cautiously swift around the 128 belt loop and hopped on Route 9, and then I took some back roads to make my way from near my house over to the Copley Library across the street from the meeting spot for the Toastmasters. Now, side note, for those of you who are not aware, traveling in traffic with a teenager in the car is only fun if they actually want to go where you're going. Trust me on this. Luckily, my teen was actually interested in attending, and we enjoyed making our way into downtown at a time when the city lights had literally just begun to come on. It's been a while since I've driven downtown, if you can't tell. I kind of stick to the suburbs. It's easier driving, less pedestrians, less headache. I mean, at least that's the way I perceive it. So, I don't know. I just tend to forget how beautiful the city can really be. So, we arrived downtown almost an hour and a half after the meeting began. And if you've ever attended a Toastmasters meeting, you already understand how silly it is for me to now pay for parking, of which there weren't, there was no parking. Parking on Newbury, parking on Tree, it was just ridiculous. There was no parking. So you understand how silly it would be for me to then try to find a parking lot to pay and arrive at this meeting as it's ending and everybody's leaving. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Initially, I was really disappointed. I was slightly frustrated with my inability to make it to yet another Toastmasters meeting, even though I kind of set myself up to fail, knowing what the commute was looking like. But I took a step back to take my own advice and really adjust my perspective on the entire evening. Did I make it to or sign up for Toastmasters? Nope. Did my daughter acknowledge the effort required to accomplish some things in life, even if, you know, you don't necessarily accomplish in full that particular moment and there's things that get in the way? Did my daughter have an opportunity to really witness me face a small amount of adversity that didn't deter me from my goal? Totally. Did she enjoy one of the longest inner city drives with me ever? 100%. We had a blast driving around the city together and enjoying our time without a destination. And I think that was the biggest piece. My daughter is my motivation. And it's moments like that that are exactly why I do what it is I do every day. I swear I will make it to the next Toastmasters, and I will be sure to update you guys on all of my progress in this continued journey. But in the interim, I want you to share part of your journey with the community. What have you thought about it? What is it that motivates you? Why is it that you do what it is that you do every day? When you really answer this question for yourself, explore that answer. Take some time to really think it through, like you did when you were choosing your school, college, or university. What criteria was important to you then? Did you look at the large campus or the small class size? Was your focus in science and math, or did you look to the liberal arts? Why is it that you do what you do every day? Where do you find the willpower to not slap your phone in frustration as it insists that your time in bed has ended? How do you muster the courage to stand in your office meeting and share your work? What is it that motivates you? What is your why? This month, we are knee-deep into our podcast challenge, and I am super excited about all of the responses that we've received so far. Thank you to everyone who submitted their responses. If you haven't yet entered the challenge, what the hell are you waiting for? Use the link included in the blog and head on over to submit your responses. You can do so at technology-equality.com/podcast challenge. Or you can send an email in to info@technology-equality.com. You can also send us a piece of snail mail or leave a voicemail with your response. Tell us why. Why you do what you do. Top three responses will receive a very special thank you from the Technology Equals Equality community and myself, your host, Lori Brooks, mailed direct to them, and an opportunity to have your why shared in an upcoming episode. So even if you're not one of the top three, due to the design of this upcoming episode, you may still have your why shared. So be sure to get your responses in. Submit your responses today. The original deadline, for this contest or competition or challenge was February 15th. Now, I know that it's Valentine's Day today, and I understand that you don't necessarily have time to stop what you're doing, drop everything, and leave your response as to why you do what you do. Therefore, for those of you who have other focus points in life around this date and time, and for the super procrastinators who just are going to wait until the last date that I say, the 21st of February, 1 week from today, next week Wednesday, is the absolute deadline. Absolute deadline for this challenge. Really, it's because this is the only day in the coming weeks that myself or anybody else is going to even be available to go down to the post office box for any remaining responses that are sent via snail mail. So you have a little bit of extension for two different reasons. A, for the super procrastinators. B, because of timing in general. So tell me what it is that motivates you to be who you are and to do what you do every day. Again, your top three responses will receive a thank you gift in the mail to your mailing address, an actual gift, not a free download, a gift mailed out from the techie community. And you will also receive a quick shout out with your why on an upcoming episode. So thank you everyone for joining me here for Audio Blog 20. I truly appreciate you tuning in, and I look forward to reading and continuing to dive into the why of what you do. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain and create solutions. Enjoy the week.